Welcome to Brain Junk. I'm Trace Kerr.
And I'm Amy Barton, and this is a brainstorm. Are you waiting on tenterhooks to hear what it's about?
Okay, I am, but I thought it was tenderhooks.
No, it's tenterhooks.
I think you're making things up.
I totally am not. So that waiting on tenterhooks is a little phrase that I've always heard, and you kind of know by context, like you're eagerly awaiting your stretch to the max because you're excited and oh.
Well, I just have a quick question though. Yeah. So you're saying T-E-N-T-E-R?
Yes.
Tenter.
Yep.
Because like I said, I've always heard tender. Is that like something that we've mutated and made weird?
I think so. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Because the phrase tenterhooks comes from tenters were actually wooden frames that were used as far back as the 14th century. They're very old for making wool cloth. And you still see this. So knitters and crocheters that work in wool and natural fibers, you will call this blocking, I think.
Oh,
where
okay.
You have a finished piece.
Yep.
And you want it to be in a specific shape. My grandma used to block out crochet things. And so it would be needles on a piece of cork board, and she would lay her fabric flat and
stretch it. Yeah,
yep.
So like
and
if it, because when you're working on it, you kind of work it out of shape, and then if you wanted it to be a square,
yep,
you would have to make it be a square.
And this is the ancient origin of that, where fabrics would have been dyed, and they would have oil in them, and you know, not very processed yet, and dirt from the fleece, because this is animal fur that they're using to make a thing.
Oh, yeah.
So after the cloth was woven, it still had all that grime in it, and a person called a fuller, or also a tucker or a walker, cleaned the wool cloth or whatever it was in the mill, and then they would put it on these frames, and they'd be outside and you'd see big fields of them. So in England, there's a place called Tenterfields. In South Wales, there's Tenterfield, and in Australia, lots of places with that name on it.
Wow.
So you would see fields and fields, especially if there was a place near sheep farms.
Yeah.
And the places where they make the wool. So that's where it comes from.
Huh.
Now, you know, when you're waiting on tenterhooks, you might have a nice plaid pattern or a nice fair isle. Yeah, tenterhooks.
Oh, I've been saying it wrong all this time. All right. I guess I've learned something.
It's good times. I like to be right. I like to fix that. I don't know. There's nothing that really needed fixing, I guess.
No, I needed that to be fixed. So if you're not on tenter. Oh, see, I just did it again. If you're not on tenterhooks, we're on Facebook and Instagram as Brain Junk Podcast. And you can find us on Twitter as @MyBrainJunk. Amy and I will catch you next time when we share more of everything you never knew you wanted to know. And I guarantee you will not be bored.